Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey, how y'all doing? Back again, another episode of the It Factor Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jeremy Robinson, and today we have someone special. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Terrence Osborne, and I'm a New Orleans artist right here in this wonderful city of New Orleans where parties are free and everything fun happens.
Yes, indeed. I love New Orleans, man. Me and my wife, we love New Orleans.
Oh,
Definitely.
nice.
So, first of
How
all,
long y'all been married?
we've been married for 6 months now. We got married in September.
Oh, newlyweds. Oh, the young buck newlywed.
Thank
All right. Congrats, man.
you. Thank you. So, with that, man, how are you doing mentally, physically, emotionally?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm real good. I'm doing what I want to do. I get to have a career where whatever I'm creating, people tend to love it. So that's living to me. I'm able to make a living off of the thing that I love. So I feel so fortunate and so lucky. I am coming off the cusp of Jazz Festival, Jazz Heritage Festival here. It's a big festival in New Orleans, and I'm exhausted. So yeah, it's I'm resting now. It's pretty. Yeah.
I can only imagine how much that party was pulling. Y'all have a lot of partying and different things that happen, I know, in New Orleans. So just glad I'm able to even get in touch with you, because today that's why I was like, let me go ahead and reschedule, man. He probably was busy or something happened. I was like, reschedule. Well, I'm glad we
No,
were able
I
to.
appreciate you sticking with me, man. We're here now.
Definitely, definitely. So even I would say, I'm a graduate of HBCU myself. So how was it attending and graduating from Xavier University?
Xavier is one of those schools that is it's a gem. You don't realize it until you get there, right? Because they sell you the same things as most universities. Oh yeah, we're the best university. All kinds of things, right? Social life. But Xavier is a school is the only Black Catholic university in the Southern America, right? In the southern half of America. I think they may be the only one in the countries. Now I think about it. So you have a bunch of nuns teaching the classes, which is you don't really expect that, but the nuns are so down to earth, like you wouldn't be surprised to see a nun smoking, in one in an area at campus. But Xavier's remained, even though Xavier's grown, Xavier's remained one of those schools that feels like a small school. It's real intimate. Everybody knows each other. It's a good school.
Got you. So, in the, I would say, what would you tell the viewers about your art, and like what inspires it? Like, what inspires your art?
It's I often say that if you are an artist of any type here in New Orleans and you don't find inspiration, then you're half dead, right? Because there's so much culture in this city. There's the way that we dress is real colorful. The way our food is real colorful. The buildings that we live in, we color them and jazz them up. Our music, right? The art, everything is exploding with color and culture. And so you have a lot of content to pull from, right? So it's easy if you live
Yes.
here.
Yeah, it's a nice place. I know every time we visit, I'm like, I wish I could stay. But like one of my line brothers lived there now. Me and my wife was able to go see him. We went to go see the Saints game. And I was like, I love this city. I'm not a Saints fan, but I love the city, man.
Yeah,
I
yeah, yeah.
love the people, you know.
Yeah, well, one thing about New Orleans people is like we don't have walls up. Like you visit other cities, you know how sometimes people don't talk to you in other cities. They just if you
Small
try
passes.
to talk to somebody, they'll look at you weird. Like, and I didn't realize other places were like that. I thought everywhere was like New Orleans. So I would go to places and then start talking to people, and people were like, they'll try to help you out a little bit, but you could see like some hesitation. And the beautiful thing about New Orleans is we don't just say that we have Southern hospitality here. We actually do. We live it. We love people, you know. And it's real common for somebody on the street to just start talking to you. Like, that's normal here, you know. And I love it. I can remember when I was a kid, or really it was in middle school, still a kid, but walking down the street, and you could not walk a block without somebody saying, like, maybe it was a lady standing in the doorway watching a neighborhood as usual. And she'll be like, "How you doing, baby?" While you're passing, right? You know, "How you doing, ma'am?" You know, it's like it's so you expect that when you, if you were born in New Orleans, you expect that to be in other places, but it's not like that, you know.
Definitely.
It's a beautiful place to be.
Definitely. So, and I would say, what is your it factor then? Why do you do what you do?
I love it. I love doing artwork. My mom did art as a hobby, so I picked it up from her as a kid.
Gotcha.
But I don't see how I would do anything else. I mean, if I grew up on a farm, I'd be painting cows and chickens and barnyards and all that stuff, right? It's something that I've always done, and I don't think it's something that I can stop doing, right? Because I'm one of those people who believe that if you're an artist, you can never say I used to be an artist, because it's not something that you could just stop. You know, it'll come out in some other kind of way. Like, if you were doing artwork and you're like a natural artist, then hold on a sec. I didn't put my thing on. Let's see. Hello? Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. My screen. Hold on. Let me put it on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, I mean, I have to do the same thing. Just everybody,
I thought that when you did a Zoom, it naturally does that.
I thought so too. Sometimes it does block out, sometimes it don't.
Oh, I know what it is. My family members. I must have been a family member. I need to block them out too. But anyway, what was I saying? Where were we?
Who was asking about the why you do what you do?
Oh yeah. So yeah, so I was saying that I don't think that I can stop doing it. You know, like, if you press somebody who quote unquote used to be an artist, and you ask them what they're doing currently, they'll say, "Oh, I'm a contractor." You know, they'll say something that they're doing that has to do with art, you know, but they don't know that they're still doing their artwork, you know. That's happened a few times. So I think the bottom line is that I love it, and I'm happy that I'm able to do it. The why is not something that I think it's a force that's bigger than me, right? I do it because I think I'm a part of something that's bigger. That's probably the best description I can have. So I go along with that force. That's the point.
Definitely. Definitely. I like that. I like that. It's pretty much how why I do the podcast. I feel like every time I do try to walk away from it, I haven't tried to, but like maybe I don't take some time from it. It's like another person hit me up, or this may happen. Doing it since 2019 is definitely adding on now. People are like, wow, you've been doing this for a long time now. Like, yeah, I'm just gonna keep doing
Yeah,
it.
I mean, you're a natural at it. You know, you have that voice. You're calm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that kind of thing you need to do what you're doing, to do any podcast or interview. You need to be relaxed so that the person that you're talking to is relaxed, and you got that. So I think naturally you're good at it.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. That means a lot. So with
Yeah.
that, I would say this too. I know that Hurricane Katrina was a big impact in different things with people that live and that are from New Orleans. I mean, it also affected as well. Me being from Georgia and having some friends that came home from Katrina, I would say, how did it affect you in a good way? And also, how did it affect you and your family in a bad way?
So I mean, of course, Katrina was devastating to you know, hundreds of thousands of families, right?
Definitely.
We lost people, lost our houses, lost our jobs, you know, lost our city. But New Orleanians are resilient, so we bounce back. And in most cases, we've made better after Katrina than we were before. So I was a teacher at the time, and that teaching job ended, of course, just like all other teachers. There was no school to come back to, and everybody was displaced. But I took that opportunity to paint about Katrina. So I painted these houses that had water underneath, and then my career took off from that point on. So I have that's Katrina hit in 2005, and it's 2023 now. I have not gone back to teach since then, and my career has done very well. So I'm happy. I'm happy with that, and I feel I like I was saying, I feel lucky that I'm able to do that. You know, I know some artists who have not been able to do that. So I know exactly where I am, you know, and I appreciate it.
Definitely. So with as well, like we both family men. Tell me about what family means to you and why is family important?
So that's a real good one. You know, there are some people who do it alone, right? Some men are you know, they're lions in their own right, and they just, you know, they're alphas, and they just get it all, and that's cool. I know some brothers like that. But ultimately, what happens is you are not fulfilled if you continue that life as a lone wolf, right? So family for me has definitely kept me grounded. I've been with my wife for 27 years now. We have 3 kids. My first kid, he was 2 when I met my wife. So, but we raised him together. You know, now he has his wife and kids. So I have grandkids. So the whole legacy is important to me right now, and I'm glad that the earlier me decided to build on family and continue my legacy that way. You know, and that there are, nobody's gonna have your back like family will. You
Definitely.
know, that's just the bottom line. So, and your wife was gonna be in your corner more than anybody on the planet. And if you have a wife, you know that that's true. You know, if your wife is not like that, you might have married the wrong person. So that's her job. You know what I'm saying? So she's been my backbone throughout my whole career. She supported everything that I've done, and is a major reason why I'm successful in it, and also I'm and why I'm happy having a family. You know, family's everything.
Definitely, you're right about that. My wife, my everything, man. She helped me out a lot, and good, definitely. Even from being my girlfriend on to now, like,
Oh, wow. How long y'all been together?
we've been together for 5 years, and then got married in the 5th year, so almost 6 years now.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh, so yeah, you're newlyweds, but you're not new.
Nah,
New.
we hold homeowners, we all type of stuff before
Oh,
we got
y'all
married.
good. Oh, you've been doing it. All right. All right.
So with that, I also say you have some cool partnerships. I see you have a partnership with Nike, NBA, Coupe de Fonderie Quinerie. I gotta try that. Tulane University and a lot more. Those just to name a few. Man, what has been your greatest accomplishment with all of those? And how did you even fathom that would happen back in what, 2006, 2007? Did you even fathom that would happen?
Yeah, you know what? You know, honestly, at the expense of sounding cocky about it, yes. I did. It's not that I thought I deserved those things. I just thought that I didn't want anything less. You know, it's like that's what I strive for. That's what I worked for. So when it showed up, I mean, I kind of expected it, but it was still shocking at the same time. You know what I mean? And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for it. I know it doesn't happen to people who are wishing that these companies could call them and they could partner with them. So again, I know where I am, and I appreciate that. But I didn't know who would call or who I would partner with. So that was always the thing. But I think the bottom line is, getting, it's like getting myself together for when they show up. You know, always having my image right, what I'm projecting to the world, make sure that it's tight and it's right, you know, so that when they show up, they are honored to partner. You know, like that's the thing. Like a lot of people don't realize that their whole image, what they're putting out on social media, you know, what they're putting out into the world, these people are looking at it. And they're
Definitely.
not going to partner with you if you're putting out something that doesn't meet their brand,
Right.
right? So I think that's the whole thing, making sure that your whole imagery is tight. And if you have something that you don't think that these people will get on board with, then you keep that private, you know, because we're not, the thing is, we're not all one way. We're not
Right.
all good. We're not all bad. We're both. But the part that you want to put out into the world is the part that is going to heal people. And that's always been my philosophy. So, you know, that having everything tight was always my job, right? And my wife's job too. So, you know, my wife would, if I put something out there that is not quite right, my wife would be like, hey, you know what I mean? So
I like it. I like it. So then
yeah.
pivoting on to your art gallery that you have that I gotta come visit since I come to New Orleans a lot. Tell me about that and like how does that feel to have that in the hometown that you grew up in, you went to college in? How does that feel?
Yeah, man, that, you know, it's been a long time coming with that. Most of my career, I've been painting since I was 16. I am 48 now. The gallery's been open for about 6 years, so not very long. Just later in my life, decided to open the gallery, and it's been a dream of mine, really. I didn't think that I would get around to it. I was almost finding a way to work on everything that I was doing without it, but I got so much work. And I had my work was just piling up in a house, and we got a decent sized house. My wife was like, you need to put this in storage or open a gallery. And so we just decided to open the gallery. But it's a dream. I mean, really, we're in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, in the Garden District, and it's a highly cultured area. You know, you go there, we're smack in the middle of it, and I love it. The gallery does well, a lot of foot traffic, mostly tourists around there. Every time I pull up to that, it's a dream. It's like my name's on the building. I was like, man, and I play it cool, you know, like I have it all together, but really it's exciting. Like just walking up to that building and seeing my name, and they're talking up people. When I walk in there, their eyes just light up, you know. Like, oh, that's the artist, you know. It's like that's that if ever I need a pick me up, I go there. It's a spot, man.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I definitely got to visit. I got to meet you there, man.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's one of my plans to come when I do come.
Man, come through, bro. I'll definitely you know, hang out with you, give you a tour and all of that, and you know, we can chop it up a little further.
Looking forward to that. So before we do close on, what is some of your ultimate life goals, if any?
So, well, what I try to do is I have shorter goals, right? I think that when I plan the bigger goals, well, the bigger goals never really
Your
appeal
device isn't set up yet. To get started, download the Google Home app on a phone or tablet.
It's my
That's
speaker. I don't know. Yeah,
all
I don't even know I have it.
good. That's good. So yeah, the bigger goals, like what I'm going to be doing 20 years from now, I have no idea. I don't even try to think that far ahead. I think about more about what I want to do, like my goals within the next 5 years, something like that, 3 to 5 years, right? And right now, I'm looking for a building. The building that I'm in currently, I've outgrown. I have more than enough artwork, so that's where I'm at right now. I'm just looking for a space that is about two to three times size the size of the one that I have. It's still in New Orleans. And then we'll see what happens from there. That's where we're
I
at.
Loved it. I liked it. Would you happen to have any questions for me?
Let's see. So what when is this coming out first? That might be a good one. What how often is your show, is your
So the
podcast?
show does come out every Sunday, but what would happen with your show is it would come out probably in the fall because I have a whole
Yeah.
laundry list of it. And I'll
All
be
right.
to my new season. But
Yes,
in the
sir.
meantime, I'm going to drop a snippet tonight, probably on my story, and I'll tag you on that. And just keep in constant communication with you because I'm going to be to New Orleans soon, too. So I'm pretty sure we'll stay in communication. So definitely.
That'll work. That'll work, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Yes, indeed.
Yep, definitely.
Indeed. So thank you for this, man. I look forward to talking to you and keep being great.
It's my pleasure, man. I'll see you soon.
Yes, indeed. All right. Bye-bye.